Hi, and welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm doing a tarot and medium reading on Mary Layla Havens Overstreet Hatton. Mary is the mother of Paul Overstreet. He is a country music singer and songwriter. Just an advisory that these opinions are not my own, but of the energy that I am reading from these cards. Also from the medium reading, from the energy and the communication that I get from the dead. Moving into this reading, we're going into the cards, which are the Two of Baskets in the reverse, the Mother of Coins in the upright, the Nine of Coins in the reverse, and the Five of Baskets in the reverse. My reasoning for doing a medium reading is for many days I would lay in my bed and the dead would say, "You have to do a reading on Paul Overstreet's mom because she did not die like they tried to portray that she died." Going straight into this reading, the Mother of Coins in the upright is saying that she was not just murdered, she was brutally murdered. And the U.S. government was at fault because they turned the other cheek. Now, the Five of Baskets in reverse throughout this reading was explaining to me why they allow Paul Overstreet to get away with these crimes. Apparently, there was some sort of extraterrestrial experience with the U.S. government and with him, so they felt that he was different, you know, maybe portraying him as the Son of God. However, the Five of Baskets in reverse is explaining that the U.S. government was thinking they were experiencing something good. However, this was not good. Here is the U.S. government thinking they've found something amazing and they've come across something wonderful. And so they treated him different, but little did they know that this was actually a very terrible, terrible sign based off the Five of Baskets in reverse. This was not a sign of life to the U.S. government. This was a terrible sign of terrible, horrible things coming to the U.S. government, was the birth of Paul Overstreet. Now, in the Nine of Coins in reverse, his mom explains that she grew up to be kind of a person that wasn't always nice. She grew up in a religious home. They had a long line of religious people in the family, so there were connections there. Had she not had these connections, I'm unsure if she would have had a lot of friends, because it does show that she would drink. She was protective over her alcohol. She didn't want anybody messing with it. But maybe she was secretive over that. She did have animals, and she kind of was threatening a little bit with them. And that came through in the reading in the Nine of Coins. So it does show that in the Nine of Coins, she regrets teaching her son to be mean. She felt like that was the right thing to do, but in the end, that was why she passed. Now, she did grow up with money, and that was why it shows that the man she was married to, Paul's dad, was why they got married. He liked that. Now, Paul's dad was a preacher. In the Nine of Coins in reverse, Mary goes on to explain that his dad did not have affairs with a few hundred people. He had sex with thousands. And one time she thought she was going to die because she had gotten an STD. The mom comes through as an aggressive person as well. Mary kind of does. Now, throughout the reading, there's a whole lot of poisoning. Poisoning, which seems to be something that was a problem in this family, why people would pass or they would get sick. Now, I'm unaware if Mary had a different marriage and she moved on or something like that. That energy does kind of come through that she either wanted to move on or she was trying or she did, which I can't blame her. But there was an energy of some man that came through with her, which might have shown her moving on. The Mother of Coins in the upright just explains how this was a brutal murder, how Paul was upset that his mom didn't give him money, and he wanted to make her pay for that. He had kids and was going through a really hard time, and he wanted money. The sad part about this is it shows it to be a family effort of the dad and even Paul's kids that took part in her death. They had got her flowers right before she died, and there was some sort of poison that was put on these flowers that would have made her sick. And I think that the family was surprised it didn't make her sicker. Now, I want to reiterate about her death. Going into this, this woman was not just killed. She was brutally killed. Whatever poison or whatever they had done to her, had given her to ingest, whatever it was, this woman had an extremely painful death. It was painful and brutal. Whatever physical abuse she endured was brutal and painful. And I'm going to tell you that the Nine of Coins definitely states that the U.S. government turned the other cheek, because throughout his life, they felt that because they had this extraterrestrial experience with him, that he had the right to kill people. So if he killed people, the U.S. government would just say, oh, you know, he has the right. He's obviously a deity. We had these extraterrestrial experiences. So they're basically giving him a go to go ahead and kill whoever he wants. Now, I want to tell you something extremely funny that came through, and I just laughed, and please don't judge me, but it came through in the Nine of Coins that there was some sort of nunchucks that he would use, where it was just stating that in the Nine of Coins, he had already killed Bowling Green, Kentucky police out here. And apparently he waits till they're off duty and alone, and he uses some type of weapon, and nunchucks came up, and I was like, what in the world? So he basically ends the life of cops with some type of weapon that isn't something everybody else would use. But this reading goes on to show that his mom must have used them as well. So this was something that he had gotten from her. But this Nine of Coins goes to show that she raised him to be mean, to be very mean. And she ended up regretting it, because her raising him that way caused her death. Had she not raised him this wrong way, then maybe she wouldn't have died this way. But it was a group effort. You know, the dad was involved. And as far as his dad having sex with all of these people, that's why he feels that he can. He had this conversation with his dad about sleeping with a bunch of women. And so he got it in his mind that that's okay for him to do. Mary went on to say that there is a child of his that's getting attention and publicity. And she said, oh my gosh, our family would roll in their graves, because that girl is not his biological kid. So I'm unsure of the whole story behind all of that. Whatever poison that's being used to end people's lives by Paul Overstreet, there was a sense of breast cancer that came through. Whatever he's using is causing people to have cancer. And you can see the people around him. There's been a few people die of cancer that are his friends, or he poses as friends, or they work together. You can see even family members of his that online have had issues with cancer. But there are weapons that he has that only he has, and the U.S. government knows that. So when it comes to crimes, he basically won't do certain things because he knows the government knows he's the only one with those weapons. So maybe in a sense, you know, he can't get away with all crimes, I guess. But it definitely does say, of all the people he has killed and done it, the U.S. government was right there to support him, for sure. I mean, he would be in prison if he was really treated like the rest of us, right? Now, the Two of Baskets in reverse is quite a card, where Mary goes in to share that she had a sexual experience with her son, and after that, things got very weird. It shows her smoking pot, and then she decided not to, like she would get really stressed out, so she started to do that. But then she quit because there's some kind of poison that's put in the weed that the government apparently sells or even distributes outside of selling it publicly. It also shows Paul Overstreet doing bad deals with people that he's supposed to be loyal to. So this is where the trickster energy comes in, you know, where he's got people he's supposed to be loyal to, but he gives them cheap things with possibly some poison in it. It just shows him coming off as cheap, where he shouldn't be, and this gets him in trouble. As far as homosexuality, now, Paul comes through as having homosexual tendencies where he likes men over women. It does show both of his parents, his mom actually having a lot of homosexual tendencies towards women. And this was something that she talked about was known in the church that she was like, and they had fun doing that with even members in her church. As far as Paul's dad, William, he had homosexual experiences with people in the music industry. So that made it easier for Paul to get where he was at. Now, Paul's dad might have been a preacher, but the homosexuality was on both sides of his parents. Both of them did have these tendencies, whether they were Christians or not. They, you know, were not the most peaceful people, and they obviously weren't innocent. I don't see innocence on the dad's side of taking people's lives. And homosexuality seems to be pretty big on their family, but obviously kept a secret. Now, the mother of Coins in the Upright does talk about how Mary would sit in her bed and she'd be by herself and she's like, I know I'm going to die. Now, the sad part about this is she was putting money back for Paul. He ended her life because she didn't give him the money that he wanted, but she stated that she had saved up money for him and she was going to give it to him. It wouldn't have been till a little ways down the road, but she was going to give it to him and she was saving. Now you think, why was he so mad at her about the money thing? Well, there was a time in Paul's life where he couldn't make money because people thought he was a criminal, and he couldn't find a job because people thought he was a criminal. And based off this reading, he is a criminal. And pedophilia definitely comes up in Paul Overstreet's energy. Now, the Five of Baskets in the reverse was talking about how the U.S. government knew he had some type of island, or they shared some type of pedophilia island together. But the Five of Baskets goes on to show that he has built some huge pedophile island that he is creating for the U.S. government's children. So whatever type of argument he may have had with the U.S. government, well, now he wants to place all of their children on this ginormous pedophile island that he has built. And I just thought this was crazy because it came across as huge. Now, the Five of Baskets goes on to say that there is extraterrestrial spaceships that are here or are pulling in here. And this could cause a lot of people to pass. Now, based on this reading, Paul Overstreet is an Anunnaki. Remember, based off of these readings, Anunnaki are not giants. They are people that return here who are the deities. They all have different personalities, all have a choice to be good or bad. Unfortunately for Paul, he was raised wrongly. And it was a lot to do with the U.S. government. Money had obviously corrupted these people's lives. Their morals and character being good was just not there in this family, regardless of how religious they appeared. And I think we can see this a lot with the U.S. government, though. They will say that they're Christians, but we understand as a people that they're probably, and I believe, the most criminal people on the planet. But let's not keep negative about that. You know, let's try to be positive and believe that there are some good people in the U.S. government. I truly believe that based off of this reading and the Five of Baskets in the reverse, that it's possible that William wanted a divorce and Mary was trying to make the most of it and move on. So this is when the family decided to end her life. From day one, the U.S. government interfered with Anunnaki wars by favoring Paul Overstreet, who I believe is Anunnaki Enlil, who is a trickster deity Loki, but the U.S. government gives him the stage name of Jesus Christ. Poor Mother Mary, but Mother Mary comes through as being brutally murdered. Yes, Paul Overstreet's mom's name is Mary. But she does come through very honestly saying, I was wrong. I raised him mean and I paid for it. That was my karma. I also want to note that she did make clear that the U.S. government does poison the weed that they sell. Not all of it, but some of it. And that's just their way of saying, you know, here's your punishment for smoking weed. So they still don't agree with it. They're just trying to punish people. Selling it themselves was their way to do it. Now let's go into the medium reading with Mary. Now please keep in mind, Mary is actually the good one in the family. I'm not saying she's the best person, but out of them, she is good. And I'm not saying she's good, but I'm not saying she's bad. Well, maybe I am. Let's just say she was the less bad of them. Now, going into the medium reading on the Seven of Knives in the upright, Mary was saying there was a daughter of Paul's that was replaced. Now, cannibalism does come through for her, but not like she's meaning to. That seems to be coming from the grandpa, which would have been William. Cannibalism in this family definitely goes way back from his dad's side. Now, talking about the replacing of this girl, Mary was just talking about how beautiful she was. And the thing about this daughter is, even though she appears white, she's really not. There was some sort of defect or something with one of Paul's children. So what they did was they replaced that child. I don't believe that whatever they do with the children with some sort of defects or something that they don't like, maybe had an illness or something, I don't think that they do anything good to these children. Unless they decide to give them a new family or something, I just think that maybe cannibalism has something to do with this. Going into the Six of Knives, now we're talking about Pedo Island, pedophile children, and Mary says this was how we had our money. This was how we lived the way that we did. This was how we made it. So the energy comes through as like hard work. You know, you see like a blue collar person work their butt off. This energy comes through in this card as far as Pedo Islands. So it was obviously some sort of family business. Now, the Eight of Baskets in the upright, Mary goes on to explain that there was some type of fight that her son had gotten into, Paul, and she made the comment, oh, I'm never going to fit in. I'm never going to be one of them. She said there were these people that were like farmers, and maybe they weren't the best of people, but they seemed to have like this creepy energy. But her question was what were these farmers really doing? There just came a time in Mary's life where she started using her heart more and just felt that maybe she just didn't fit in. She goes on to share with me that she really misses sweets and eating desserts, but she doesn't miss the fact that she always had to worry about being poisoned. This poisoning thing comes up throughout the whole reading in the tarot cards and in this medium reading with her. The last thing that she wanted to say in the medium reading is she wanted everybody to know that she has money. This is very important to her, for you all to know that she has money. As far as the business of the Pedo Island having, I don't know, is it just an island filled with kids that they do bad things to? That definitely comes through as her business. But apparently it comes from long lines. Like if you look back, not so much in her ancestry, but just people that she knew or her family knew. She does have it in her ancestry, but it points to people that her family knew for the most part. But they are for sure the culprit. Where people had stopped doing it, this was something that they just didn't stop. There may have been a time in her life where they did stop and not do it, but for the majority of her lifetime, it does look at from this reading that it was something that she was pretty deep into. It's more like, say you had a family that just grew up around people that did this stuff. You would throughout the years, you know, your family, there's new kids, you grow old, but these people are around you. So you become involved in these things, but also is in the family line. I would say as far as dirty work, if you're looking at the dirty work from all of these pedo islands, I would say the men in the family are expected to do the dirty work, which probably brings us back to people that are these farmers that she's talking about in these farmer outfits, or you could say overalls of some sort. It was obvious that the men do the dirty work. But I'm not saying that the women were not a part of the killing that happened. Now, there was a part in the reading that I thought was really weird, where, see, they have this like Christian dynamic in their family, but Mary was like, but I'm the head of the household, and that's why they wanted me dead. So apparently in these religious households that do these pedo island things that are big in the U.S. government, more like First Christian type people, apparently when the woman is the head of the household, that can be very dangerous as well. Maybe the men don't so much like it, and so sometimes they'll kill their women. Then there was also talk about drugs like cocaine and whipped cream and, you know, things that they like to do to put drugs in food. And then she's going on to say deadly, because we were talking about this reading that I had done about Paul Overstreet and El Chapo. You know how I had this spiritual experience where Paul Overstreet, his spirit had threatened me with this whole El Chapo thing. And his mom, Mary, comes through and she says, oh, they know, Paul knows like a lot of deadly people, and they even end the lives of police officers and they get away with it. And then there was some weird conversation with her about how she hated pooping. And I thought this was so weird. I'm like, what in the world does that mean? But I'm just going to chalk that up as maybe when she was brutally killed or poisoned, maybe that was a very painful thing for her. Or maybe there was some sort of drugs that she was put on that put her in pain where she just hated that. Through the reading, I really had this feeling of feeling sorry for her, but then spirit would come through and say, you can't. You can't feel sorry for her because these people were just mean. And I want to reiterate that when it comes up that people, maybe a cannibalism energy comes through for them, it could mean that maybe somebody is slipping things in their food or feeding them things that are human. So a lot of people could come through on these tarot card readings and medium readings where they could seem like pedophiles or cannibals in the energy. But there are people forcing them to do it, or as far as cannibalism, they are having food slipped into their food that is human, human meat, human blood. So one of his daughters that apparently is not his daughter and was replaced, you know, that cannibalism energy comes through for her, but it doesn't show her being somebody that would offer to be a cannibal. But maybe she will be in the future. I don't know. I mean, I based off of this reading, you know, it just seems like everything's up in the air. What are the choices of these people? What are the choices that they're going to make in their life? And so Mary just told me, she said, he has a friend, and apparently one of Paul's friends had molested a little girl or a young lady. No, I was right, a little girl. Well, see, if Paul is mad at this friend, he will rat this person out. And then he could get in trouble with the law and get thrown in jail. That is the kind of cutthroat stuff we're talking about that goes on within these U.S. government music industry type people. Or you could just say the entertainment industry in general. And a lot of this stuff really revolves around like Muslim religion and Christian religion, just in general. regardless of how mean these people are to each other, you know, Mary just goes on to explain that they're all going to probably, at the end of the day, even though they try to kill each other, they'll stick up for each other too. So you got to be really careful. You can't stick your nose in anything with them because, it's just a brutal fight. They will want to end each other's lives and then they'll be nice to each other. She had this conversation with me about the farmer guys that maybe were at Paul's house or something, that she was questioning what they did or what their purpose was. She says, oh, but they liked me. Like maybe there was flirting going on or something like that, when really the reading is they just wanted her money. Something I thought was crazy in ending this medium reading was Mary said, now I loved William and I would tell him I love him now. But she's saying that she moved on and that was her life. She goes on to say that maybe in another life, her and William can be bad together and maybe in the next lifetime they'll make it. She goes on to say how she knows about the Anunnaki and she knows that the first deity in existence is a woman and how the government knows this and they know it and it's no secret, but they want to hide that because they want the world to think that a man came first. And this is really because a woman deity would never be okay with these pedo islands and all of these horrible things that they're doing. But a male deity, it's possible that one would. So this is really what it's about. You know, that's what she was explaining. And that a woman being put on a pedestal by these evil men is somehow some sort of, I don't know, blood rush. It makes them feel special. It makes the women feel special when, you know, these sick men put women on a pedestal. She goes on to explain that as far as white and black, you know, they pull the whole white are more important thing, but she makes a statement about white. Like she knows that we came from Africa. She knows that, regardless if you're white or black. But she goes on to say, well, there are these pedo islands where people altered. Were they scientifically altered and made to look different or lighter skinned because of these pedo islands? Was this a huge part of altering people's looks from Africa? Is the daughter that we replaced, is that how she's a black that looks white? There's a science behind why children or people look the way that they do and why they are more light-skinned. And she's stating, she's like, is it because of the pedo islands and the science that we do on these children, on these babies? What are we doing to the women? What are we doing to the girls? What are we doing to their reproductive organs? What are we doing? Mary is saying. She's implying what they're doing. What are we doing to their body parts? She's saying. What are we doing to their private parts? This is the Christian way, she says, because we have to keep it white, or, you know, they don't want to be taken over by other colors because they feel like that's death to them. They want to be superior, so there has to be more whites, right? And then this energy came through, like, really, in essence, aren't we black then? Aren't the whites black then? Or aren't most whites black? And Mary did want to say one more thing before she got out of the medium reading with me. She said, as far as homosexuality, teaching, you know, the men in her family or the boys anal sex, as far as she was talking about, she said that is a punishment that they do to these kids on pedo island. If they're bad, then they're raped in the ass by men. So this is why homosexuality in part is important to these people who have these pedo islands, because they do sexual things to punish these kids or even babies. She points out that they were making black some part of this pedo island, and maybe that was a bad idea because some of them were seeing what was going on. They took part in the process and it upset them. You know, they were really having their eyes opened and seeing what was really going on. And, you know, Mary states that maybe that wasn't a good idea because now they know the secret. And if they don't know the secret, they're close to it. So there was this energy that Mary was like, there's going to be like these clouds, these really bad clouds or something. And then she said her son is going to pass. She's stating that he's going to go back to the earth where he needs to go because it's just so much trouble. And, you know, people in the future that take his body or do whatever they do to it, which is possible in the future for somebody to take his body and try to do things with it. This is very, very dangerous. And she's just trying to say that it's just trouble for you. It's not going to bring any good to you, is what she's saying. Now, if you want to go on that path of like money and, you know, picking and choosing the evil things, just remember that it's only going to bring you the worst. You will believe that you have the best at one point in your life. But just remember, at the end of this time that you have while feeling like you have money and fame, it's going to be very, very bad. Because there is a more powerful energy than his energy. Thank you so much for listening to Mama Isis Podcast. I enjoy every adventure with you. Blessed be.